The possible unintended consequences of anti-vaping policies.
E-cigarettes, also known as vapes and by brand names such as Juul, are battery-operated devices that allow users to inhale nicotine without lighting a cigarette. They were introduced to America in 2006. According to the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, more than 2 million high school pupils, about 14%, reported using e-cigarettes in 2022. The FDA and others are trying to work out how to regulate them. The result may be a textbook example of unintended consequences. Though e-cigarettes are much less harmful than traditional cigarettes, their effect on health can still be serious. Vaping has been associated with a higher risk of asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. E-cigarette exposure may be particularly harmful for young adults. There are fears that it can harm brain development and trigger a lifelong addiction to nicotine. 30 states tax e-cigarettes, and all states ban sales to minors. One way to cut e-cigarette consumption is by imposing a tax. A study by the Center for Health Economics and Policy Studies at San Diego State University found that a $1 increase in e-cigarette taxes is associated with a 14 to 26% decrease in vaping among high school pupils. Unexpectedly, the tax increase seems also to temper teenage alcohol consumption. 1 in 10 teenagers reported binge drinking, 4 or more drinks for women, and 5 or more drinks for men within a few hours at least once in the previous month. According to the study, a $1 increase in e-cigarette taxes is associated with a 10 to 11% reduction in teenage binge drinking. Drinking and driving is especially deadly for young people. Young adults aged 16 to 20 who drink and drive are 17 times more likely to die in a car accident. The study found that increasing e-cigarette taxes reduces this too. A $1 rise in e-cigarette taxes brings a 10 to 14% decline in the number of alcohol-related traffic deaths per 100,000 among 16 to 20-year-olds.